Fort Worth's Jubilee Theater is tackling the life of Justice Thurgood Marshall. Actor Selmore Haynes III stars in the one-man show. Each week in the Artist Spotlight, we follow the personal journeys of a North Texas creative. Today, we learn that even as Marshall was fighting discrimination, Haynes was experiencing it, and it almost kept him from becoming an actor. On stage, Selmore Haynes III is commanding as the first African-American Supreme Court justice.
If the children of Clarendon County are guaranteed any rights as American citizens, they are guaranteed those rights now. Now is the time for the court to act. Now is the time to end this injustice.
When I think about Selmore as a performer, there's always this sense of augustness.
That's Raphael Perry, the artistic director at Shakespeare Dallas. He describes the 58-year-old, 6'2" actor as almost regal.
He has a presence on stage that's very simple, refined, and elegant.
Haynes caught the acting bug at age 6. He was performing at his hometown church in West Palm Beach, Florida. And at 10, his family moved to Dallas, and he joined the youth acting troupe, Junior Players. Then he hit high school. He was one of just a handful of black students at the exclusive private academy, Green Hill School in Addison.
My parents told me, son, they're never going to put you up against a white girl to be her love interest. And I didn't want to believe that.
So he auditioned for several lead roles, and he didn't get any of them, which is why he hatched his own plan to get himself on stage.
My answer to not ever getting the lead role in high school was the one-man show. That was my way of saying, okay, I'm going to show you what I can do.
It worked. He wrote a play for his senior project called Color Me Black. It was about the history of black America. Haynes says the school performances were packed. He was even invited to perform the show at schools in Dallas and Florida for several years afterward. When he studied theater at Austin College in Sherman, Haynes went for secondary roles instead of leads. Sure enough, he was selected more often. Then he graduated.
I got an agent, and she started sending me on all these commercial auditions and television auditions, and I wasn't getting cast in anything. And one director said to me, "You're not black enough, or you're questionably black."
The director explained,
"When we choose a black actor to be in a commercial or to be in a film, we're making a statement. We're appealing to a certain audience. And your skin color doesn't read clearly black."
Talk about a double bind. He was too black to play the lead, but not black enough to make the cast. He was out of solutions.
I can't go into auditions with makeup on that's 3 shades darker. And I, at that point, said, well, I guess this is not going to be for me.
So he went corporate and found work in financial management. And he gave up acting for 30 years. But he still loved theater. So he directed and wrote plays for the youth organization NIA Kids in DeSoto. Then one day, 4 years ago, out of nowhere, he got a call.
And this person who I did not know said, "Would you like to be in a play with the African American Repertory Theater?"
Haynes was stunned. He told them he would love it, but he had a job working long hours. They assured him it was fine. An old friend whom he had just become reacquainted with had suggested him for the role. And once he returned to the stage, he knew this time he wasn't going to leave.
This is what I want to do, and there is less in front of me time-wise than behind me, so don't spend the rest of your life frustrated. You can be poor, but at least be happy.
Today, after that 30-year hiatus, Haynes is becoming a regular on North Texas stages, and this time, he hasn't had to write his own show to do it. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.